Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a very shiny story about a Jew named Gavriel Noisechein. Gavriel was his real name, and Noisechein was the name which people called him because he always made such a favorable impression on everyone. Chein means like favor, grace. And the truth is, it's also about his wife, whose name I don't know. But she did something very special, as we'll soon see in the story. Now, Gavriel Noisechein had been very, very wealthy for many years, and therefore he would give a lot of tzedakah for many different reasons. He was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, of the first Chabad Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, and quite often the Alter Rebbe would ask him to give money for different projects, such as Pidyon Shvuyim, to release a captive, a Jew that was captive someplace, in jail someplace, or in a dungeon somewhere, and other important projects. And always, Gavriel Noisechein would be a generous contributor. But things happened that were negative, and unfortunately, Reb Gavriel lost almost all of his money. He became very poor. But he didn't want to tell anybody, and one day, the Alter Rebbe asked him to be part of a mitzvah project, and it was Pidyon Shvuyim, to collect money that would be used to release a Jew who was in jail, who was in a dungeon someplace under arrest or something like that. So Gavriel did not want to tell the Alter Rebbe that he had no money. He wanted to try to be part of the mitzvah project, just like he had been before he lost all of his money. But he was very upset because he didn't know how he would do it. When he went home, his wife asked him, "Why are you so upset?" And he said, "The reason, because there was a mitzvah project that the Alter Rebbe asked him to participate in. He didn't have any money, and therefore he was upset that he couldn't participate." But his wife said to him, "Didn't you teach me that we have to have trust in Hashem? And we have to believe that Hashem will help us. Let us try to participate in this great project." She said, "I will take some of the jewelry that I have from the days when we were more wealthy, and I will sell it." So Gavriel agreed. So the next day, his wife took some jewelry that she had left over from when they were wealthy, and she sold it. And she took the coins, and although her husband didn't know it, she didn't just take the coins and wrap them up and give them to her husband, but she took the coins and she polished them and polished them and polished them until they glowed. Why did she polish them? Because she was so happy that she was going to help, that she and her husband could be involved in the mitzvah project of the Alter Rebbe to release a Jew from prison. And this gave her such a good feeling that she wanted to make the mitzvah to be as shiny as possible. And so she took the coins which she had received from selling her jewelry, and she made them shiny, shiny, shiny. But she didn't tell her husband about it. She just wrapped up the coins, and she said, here are the coins that you can give to the Alter Rebbe." So the next day, her husband took the coins to the Alter Rebbe, and he placed the coins on the Alter Rebbe's desk. The Alter Rebbe opened up the package, and he said, "What's this?" Gavriel looked, and he saw that the coins were shining. They were almost glowing. And the Alter Rebbe put his hand on his head, and he thought very deeply. And then he said that when a person does a mitzvah in a very special and beautiful and dedicated way, the mitzvah glows, the mitzvah shines. And the Rebbe explained about this story that the mitzvah that we do with special attention and special kavana and special care shines in this world and it shines in the world to come. And this has a connection to Mashiach as well, because we are doing everything we can to bring Mashiach as quickly as possible by learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs. But there's different ways to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. We could do it just carelessly, or we can do it with all of our strength and all of our kavana, and to really try to make it a shining mitzvah. The more we can do this, the more quickly Mashiach will come. May it happen immediately with your mitzvahs and your learning Taita and ours, all of us together. And even one mitzvah can tip the scale and bring Mashiach, especially if it's a mitzvah that's done with so much love and so much attention. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.